T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve at 10 in the morning now. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward at 8:30, 45 degrees. Justice Brett Kavanaugh took an active role his first day on the Supreme Court bench.
Justice Brett Kavanaugh's family watched as he took his seat at the end of the Supreme Court bench. After a welcome from Chief Justice John Roberts, the court heard arguments in a case over prison sentences for repeat offenders, Kavanaugh asking several questions. Protesters did hold signs and chant outside the court, though many more were lined up for a seat inside the court. Today, the justices consider a federal immigration law's detention requirements. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
In Kingman County here in Kansas, water from the Nenniscal River is causing major flooding in the city of Kingman. The last check of the river was cresting at over 11 feet. Flood stage is 8 feet. Kingman County Sheriff's Deputy Amber Barati tells KSN News floodwaters have covered the park and several roads have been temporarily closed.
If it's heavy rainfall, please slow down. There's been a lot of hydroplaning and people ending up in the ditch. So please just take your time and get to where you're needing to go.
A flood warning remains in effect through this afternoon for Kingman County. The Red Cross is also on site offering services to anyone who needs them. A Wichita man has been sentenced to nearly 5 years in prison for stealing guns out of an undercover police car. U.S. Attorney Stephen McAllister says 38-year-old Travis Keller pleaded guilty to one count of possessing stolen firearms. Keller admitted that he and an accomplice took guns from the unmarked car, including a handgun, a shotgun, and a rifle. According to a new report, the rate of Kansas infants dying from a lack of oxygen has more than doubled in just 3 years.
The Kansas State Child Death Rate Review Board's analysis of 2016 child deaths found that 20 children died from unintentional asphyxia, such as suffocation, strangulation, or choking. The Wichita Eagle reports that 16 of the 20 Kansas asphyxia deaths involved a child less than 1 year of age, while 17 of the deaths were sleep-related. The finding is a small fraction of the state's 394 child deaths in 2016, but shows that the rate of death from asphyxia has grown steadily since 2013. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
An alligator was spotted in Leavenworth County, Kansas. This happened Monday night in Basehor. Natalie Cowan was driving home, had to stop for an alligator in the roadway.
I honestly started laughing. I was like, this has to be a joke. Like, it's not real. And so then I just start looking at it and I shine my flashlight on it and I see it like breathing and like kind of moving. So I was like, oh gosh.
Law enforcement responded, but eventually left the animal alone. It was determined that the gator was a runaway pet and the alligator made its way home eventually. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The storm system that brought us all the rain has finally moved on off to the east, and we'll have a couple of days to dry out before more rain is on the way. A clearing sky, breezy and cool this afternoon with a high 57. Tonight's low 39. Cooler Thursday, but not as windy with a high 55. Then rain is back late Thursday night into Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now we have a cloudy sky. We've got a northwest wind at 14 miles per hour and 45 degrees. 8:35 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for entertainment news. The Blur with Ted Woodward, and starting off the show this morning with Roseanne, right, Ted?
Yeah, one of the stars of the Roseanne reboot, speaking out.
Actor John Goodman is opening up about what it was like for him after Roseanne was canceled. He's the star of ABC's The Conners, which essentially is Roseanne without Roseanne Barr, and was on Jimmy Kimmel's show, saying it took him a while to recover.
Last year was so miraculous and so unreal that when it went away, it was almost like a dream. It's like,
right.
And I thought, okay, I'll be a big boy and handle this. And I just crashed for a couple of weeks.
Goodman says he misses working with Roseanne because after so many years, it was like a family. It was a racist tweet that got Roseanne Barr fired and the Roseanne reboot canceled in May. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Mr. West goes to Washington. Mr. Kanye West.
Kanye West is heading to the White House for a meeting with the president. West has been a singular voice of support for the president in the midst of the entertainment resistance. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said Kanye West is coming to the White House to have lunch with President Trump, and he will also meet with Jared Kushner. Some of the topics on the table: manufacturing resurgence in America, prison reform, how to prevent gang violence, and what can be done to reduce violence in Chicago. West's wife, Kim Kardashian, visited the White House in May, where she also discussed prison reform and facilitated the pardon of Alice Johnson, serving a drug-related life prison sentence. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The Newman University Theater Department is trying something new. They're doing their very first murder mystery dinner theater. It's called Death by Chocolate, and they're going to be serving a full four-course dinner to the folks that go to this mystery comedy. That's going to be a three-day run this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 o'clock out at Newman University. RSVP is required. Call the Newman box office and reserve a seat. They will not sell tickets at the door. Tickets are $25 each for the dinner and the show at the Jabara Theater at Newman University. Wow. Check that out this Thursday, Friday, Saturday. A little murder mystery there. A video game is going sugary sweet.
Fox Bits.
Your insider's cheat code to gaming. I'm Eamon Dignam. Overwatch continues to expand into the real world, this time as part of a complete breakfast. The Blizzard-owned game is apparently pairing with Kellogg's to make Lucio O's, a fictional item in game's lore based on support character Lucio.
Have some Lucio O's!
A site that's dedicated to new items in the candy and snack aisles. Whether or not the cereal will be part of a balanced breakfast, we'll have to wait until December 3rd. Fresh off the announcement of a Google video game streaming service, Microsoft has responded with its own announcement.
There's 2 billion gamers in the world. Some of them have a PC, some of them have a console, some of them have a smartphone, some of them have all three.
Titled Project X Cloud. In a blog post, Kareem Chowdhury, Gaming Cloud Vice President for Microsoft, announced the project.
We believe we need to build a game streaming service.
The service will allow gamers to play games between PC, Xbox One, and smart devices. That's Fox Bits for Fox News.
The American Music Awards turns into a mix of music and midterms.
Taylor Swift opens the 2018 American Music Awards in Los Angeles with a performance of her song I Did Something Bad and goes on to have a stellar night. Fans choosing her for the Best Pop Rock Album, Best Female Pop Rock Artist, Tour of the Year, and Artist of the Year, giving Swift a record 23 AMAs, the most by any female performer, and the perfect time to make this point.
This award and every single award given out tonight were voted on by the people, and you know what else is voted on by the people? The midterm elections on November 6th. Get out and vote. I love you guys.
Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
The American Music Awards were last night on ABC. The Elvis Presley, the Beatles, the Ramones, they're all in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Who will join them?
Stevie Nicks, Def Leppard, Devo, and several other artists have all been nominated for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. John Prine, Roxy Music, and Todd Rundgren joined the previous artists as first-time nominees. Other returning nominees, LL Cool J, Janet Jackson, Radiohead, Rage Against the Machine, MC5, The Cure, Rufus, and Chaka Khan. As well as the Zombies round out the list of 15 inductees will be announced in December, with the annual induction taking place in March and airing later on HBO. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
50 years ago on this day, Wichita was building its new Civic Cultural Center. Of course, we decided to name it Century 2.
Yeah.
There was also a move to rename Douglas Avenue to Century Avenue. That did not go over.
Didn't fly.
No, Wichitans rejected that.
Nope.
So we called the building Century 2, but we did not rename Douglas during our centennial. 25 years ago on this day, the first episode of TV's Iron Chef became very popular. That first ever episode featured Iron Chef Yutaka Ishinabe taking on challenger Takeshi Maruyama. The theme ingredient was salmon. Of course, that show got picked up by the Food Network in the U.S. in 1999, became very popular. They dubbed it into English. It kind of gave it a little bit of a campy feel, which people loved even more. The first ever episode of Iron Chef was 25 years ago today. 60 years ago on this night, on a Friday night on ABC, the debut of the sitcom 77 Sunset Strip. I shouldn't call it a sitcom. It was more of a private detective
series. Private Eye. Oh, yeah.
Hour-long Private Eye series.
Private
Eye. It was on the air for 6 years. A little bit of 77 Sunset Strip.
Who's on our tail?
Legs Carson.
Oh, no.
A Private Eye telling Private Eyes?
Private Investigator, Cookie.
That's the way Legs works, Cookie. He lets us or somebody else do all of his leg work, then he jumps in at the last minute for the gravy.
Smart cat.
Talking to Cookie, yeah. Ed Burns there.
Ed Cookie Burns.
Constantly he's combing his hair.
Yep. Mm. He was on the air for 6 years, had a nice long run.
Yeah.
77 Sunset Strip.
To watch that.
First
sure.
aired 60 years ago on this night on ABC.
Okay.
And today we mark the 50th anniversary of the film Barbarella. Steve, to describe the listeners, Steve just put his hand on his head and leaned over when he heard the name Barbarella.
Mm.
Any thoughts?
Space Stinkorama.
Yeah, science fiction movie directed
Jane
by Roger
Fonda.
Vadim. Yeah, starring his then-wife, Jane Fonda.
Yeah, directed his wife.
Yeah. It was supposed to, they tried to cast a lot of actresses before they settled on Jane. Verna Lisi, Brigitte Bardot, a pregnant Sophia Loren was even considered.
Wow.
They all turned it down. They ended up with Jane Fonda.
Yeah, she looked great. She was slim, trim, had great big hair. Yeah.
The film was hugely popular, especially in the UK. Of course, you got that opening credit sequence where basically she's stripping while floating in zero gravity in space.
Yeah.
Here's a little bit of a Barbarella.
Where am I?
We're in the labyrinth of the City of Night.
Are you an angel?
I'm Pygar, the last of the Ornithanthropes.
How do you do?
And you?
I'm from the planet Earth. My name is Barbarella.
But you're soft and warm. We're told that Earth beings are cold.
Not all of us.
You really enjoyed that.
Cheesy porno music.
Oh,
guys.
I know. It's
I'm
just,
the last of the Barbarella.
Uh-huh.
Thing.
Yeah. That film also starred Marcel Marceau.
Did he speak?
I believe that's whose voice you heard there.
Imagine.
That was one of his few speaking roles ever, the famous French mime, Marcel Marceau. Here's a little bit of Barbarella for you. You enjoyed that, didn't you?
Yeah.
At Barbarella came out in Wichita movie theaters 50 years ago on this day.
Yikes.
Entertainment News in the Blur is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. You know, they've been serving up tasty pizza every day, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. They're closed on Sundays, so make sure you get there during the week and enjoy tasty pizza right there on K15 at 208 South Baltimore. Pizza John's in Derby.
8:43 now. The U.S. and China continue to hassle over trade. Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal, is coming up. Steve at 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.